Welcome to the weekend once again. This is the Tune Show right here on Trending Topics Network, recording on November 8th, 2014. I think we have something amazing ahead of us. More amazing than maybe walking a tightrope. I don't know. Anyways, I am Jack. With me is Brian, and we are ready to get it right. Have an amazing show for you, our listeners. Brian, what do you say?
Yeah, judging by the last 20 minutes, this is going to be an amazing show. If we can, make it through the repeat of the entire conversation we just had that I forgot to record because it's terrible. I'm not a very good sound producer or engineer or whatever the hell it is, producer. I'm super excited. I'm glad to be here. And I thought we had an awesome conversation 20 minutes ago, and hopefully, we can duplicate that for our loonies. So I'm just happy to have everybody here with us, right here on the Trending Topics Network. Woohoo! I'm all geared up now. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess now we can cut out the BS.
I know. If you're listening, tuning in, I just know that we're very, very super excited because I kind of had an epiphany as I was looking through the old episodes of Tunes this week, looking for a very specific thing. I kind of got re-energized with what Tunes was and where we want it to go and how we're going to be able to make that happen. And the way we're going to be able to make that happen is with all of our loonies. So by all means, what we're looking for is we're looking for everybody to want to participate again, because you can, and it's been kind of difficult, and this time around, it's actually not going to be so difficult.
Not at all.
Because all you need is Skype, or a phone line, or whatever, and we can make it happen. So by all means, check us out, on Twitter at Tunes Show. He's at Tunes Jack, I'm at Tunes Brian, so that's pretty easy stuff right there. But also, if you have Skype, go search us out. Search for us, rather. Friend us. We'll friend you right back and immediately. Just search for Tunes Show. Tunes Show. TOONSSHOW. That's who we are on Skype, and you can just friend us, and we can bring you in on the call. No questions asked. Just be ready for fun conversation. Just... I don't even know what else to say because we said it all last time.
Yeah, we want you back because you are what makes the show, and now we can make it happen when it's convenient for you. You don't got to be there when we're ready. We'll be there when you're ready. And the holidays coming up, we got special holiday episodes for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Super Bowl, for Valentine's Day, and in between there, you know, we can talk about whatever you want. You got a show idea, get a hold of us on Twitter, and we'll make it happen. Serious, fun. Silly, whatever you like. It's a show for the people. It's Tunes. It's what gets us away from the real world.
That's right. And everything that we were that was great is everything that we were or are going to be. Because I don't think our personalities have changed at all. Maybe our population of our houses have changed.
Oh, mine's growing and getting older. I mean, of course, everybody's getting older, but mine's growing and takes a lot of time and energy, and now I'm starting to head into Brian's world of sports and dance and all these other things to start clogging up the schedule and everything else in between. But, you know, it's nice to get away and not, have something to escape to.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the great things is we get to talk about a lot of the different current topics and things that people are interested in. And this week we're going to kind of focus Tunes on some, quite frankly, amazing feats that have been taking place. For instance, and because we literally just talked for like 20, 22 minutes, something like that, before I realized I didn't push record.
At least you realized it then.
Yeah.
It's an amazing feat.
If you want to get a hold of that conversation, contact the NSA.
You're right. They did it again.
Because they might have recorded it. Because it was honestly gold. And the United States government is probably going to try to keep it for themselves.
We can recap it a little bit, you know. Basically, me and Brian are both definitely afraid of heights and afraid to get on our roofs. Even to clean out the gutters, we can't climb a ladder because we're big wusses.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like 5 minutes.
All I want to make me happy in this world is for one person to file a Freedom of Information Act with the government saying, I wish to hear that lost 20 minutes of tunes from the first weekend of November. That's all I want.
Because it was absolute gold. It's probably, well, it's not as good as Cinco de Mayo tunes or Tunes de Mayo. But it's,
yeah.
It was good, you know what I mean? We did a lot of flying Luenda talk, but we'll educate
yourself.
It was
so golden.
You know, so
yeah,
cool.
it was so golden that it's probably in Fort Knox.
Hey-o. You know, but
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, we could tell everybody what inspired this week's show. Brian, you're the aficionado on Mr. Nick Walenda's walk across the tightrope in Chicago.
Yeah, Nick Walenda is a special individual, which is something that we determined in our earlier conversation. A little bit insane, a lot bit athletic. I'm really liking having making up my own phrases tonight. It's awesome.
Athletic.
If you haven't been paying attention and you say, Nick Walenda, what the heck is that? It's not a recipe for an Italian dish. No, he is actually a daredevil of sorts. I think you can call anybody who decides to walk on a nickel-wide piece of rope that is suspended between two buildings a daredevil. Because that is exactly what he did. If you are from another country and are not sure what an American nickel is, it is basically 2.5 centimeters. I can't say 1 inch because, you know, metric system is used everywhere but here in the
and
States.
We are worldwide.
So 2.5 centimeter wide piece of rope, length of rope between two buildings. If you're not familiar with Chicago, downtown, there's a building called the Marina City West, or Marina City. Then they have a West Tower. That stands 588 feet above the street surface. Basically, what Mr. Walenda did is he walked on that 1 inch, 2.5 centimeter rope.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you explain the intricacies of the degree inclines and all that stuff.
From point A to point B to 10.5 degree incline, but due to the bend of the tightrope, as he gets towards the end, his final incline will be at 19 degrees. So that's where they get that from. But as Brian will explain to you, it's the parabola that makes it the most difficult.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, it goes from originally a 10-degree thing, and then the weight of him actually made it a 19-degree incline by the end, which is nuts. I don't even know how to explain what a 19-degree incline is. It'd be kind of hard to simulate, I guess. But basically, he started out at 588 feet, and then he ended up 677 feet above the street. So you're basically looking at that distance. He went up what? That's 89 feet.
He's insane.
Upward. With the crosswinds of Chicago, walking across that distance, having to go up, that 19-degree incline by the end of that walk would have been nuts. It actually took him just under 7 minutes. So it would have taken me about 5 years. I would have been hugging the rope the entire time. And then somebody would have said, this is just practice and you're only 2 feet above the ground. And gotten mad at me.
But like, what if you did chicken out and just like, you know, went down and just wrapped yourself around the, you know, line and said, I ain't coming down. How would they get you out? How would they save you? You know, that would be the amazing thing.
That would be. I'd be like, well, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And they'd clear all the cars out from the street underneath. You're like, we're not going to cause an insurance issue here.
Yeah, but, well, Brian, if that wasn't enough, he had to one-up himself.
Yeah.
They turned around and decided to do it again.
He decided to do it again. Not very impressive, because we already saw it once.
I mean, he's just
going to
walk around, walk back. It's like, well, I guess it's just going down, but yeah, you already did it once. No big deal. But you got to be a show-off.
Yeah. And then everybody turned the TV off, because whatever.
Yep, whatever.
Been there, saw this rerun. Unbelievable. But he did it! Just do it exactly like he did
Say
it.
What?
Before. No, he
There's
did
more.
It! Turns out, apparently advertisers, big blindfold was in his back pocket. The big blindfold industry. Because he blindfolded himself.
No,
and then returned to the, yeah, he returned to the East Tower. So, 7 minutes it took him to get, like, throughout the first leg of that little tour from the West Tower to the Leo Burnett building. 7 minutes. So, if you had to guess, how long did it take him to get blindfolded to the East Tower? Now, I'm going to set the over-under at 12 and a half minutes.
Because he's blindfolded. Obviously, he needs to take his time and be careful.
Yes.
But no, 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 Brian. Not our man, Nick Wallenda. He had to go and increase his time, or decrease his time from 7 minutes, not down to 5 minutes, not down to 3 minutes, down to 80 seconds.
80 seconds? That's like a minute 20.
There we go, Brian. You're the mathematician in this group.
Yeah, so that's like almost 20% of what it initially took him.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So he did it not only blindfolded, but he did it 80% faster than what he did it the first time. That's because it was downhill.
Oh, okay, you're right. You know, just like when you're on roller skates, just zoom, right? Just zoom. My butt. That's ridiculous.
Can you imagine? He puts on, like, specially made rollerblades and just slides down.
That's the next thing he needs to pull off.
Zip cord. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but...
Except for the whole height thing. Because I would be peeing my pants. I'd be like, maybe that helped. Maybe the fact that he couldn't see just how high he was. It's like, maybe that helped him. Helped take some of the fear away.
Yeah. But it's in his family. Isn't that the truth, Brian?
I don't know. But let's see. If you happen to recognize Nick Wallenda prior to this, that's because he's a member of the world famous Flying Wallendas. And if you're like, the Flying Wallendas, who are they? Should they be called Flying Wallendas? Well, no, they shouldn't be called Flying Wallendas because that's inaccurate. It's a misnomer. However, his entire family has made a name for itself by performing all these daring tightrope feats, and they've been doing it since the 1920s. Nick Wallenda's grandfather, whose name was Carl, actually formed the troupe in the 1920s, and his great-grandfather, also named Carl, actually died trying to traverse a gap between two buildings, much like what they did in Chicago, maybe not that high. Back in 1978 in Puerto Rico. So he actually had people die in his family, and he still does it.
Yeah. Well, we had an amazing discussion last time about how I think this might be a hit, you know, from a gambling debt. They bet that he would live. Everybody bet that he would live, so they had to kill him, so they would, you know, so the bookies would make their money. Just saying.
Yeah,
I
love that theory.
I'm a conspiracy guy, Toonspiracy. We're going to have many more episodes like that.
Yeah, and I do. I love that theory. I think it's awesome. I think it's hilarious because...
I mean, it's the 70s when everybody was, you know, everything was shady.
Yeah, and I picture something along the lines of, like, Scarface, where there's, like, the tightrope gambling racket.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
So there's, like, an entire gambling racket that's focused solely on tightrope walkers. And they're like, we got to take out that Walenda guy. And here's the kicker, though. He was 76 years old when he was trying to do this.
76 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
that means he was born in 1902?
Yes, 1902. Or something like that. Maybe 1903. Maybe 1901, depending on what time of the year. But yeah, like, do you think, and you brought up the roller skates, and now I'm like, maybe he had a walker.
Hey, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, apparently he didn't, because he didn't go and make it across there. But can you imagine that, like a tightrope walker, a little wheeled thing, like, that'd be awesome. But that's me, just letting my mind go and let my mouth follow it. Nick Walenda, on the other hand, has performed numerous feats like this. Last year in June, he walked a wire at 1,500 feet above a river in Arizona. So, 688 feet, whatever. Now, it's not so impressive.
No. I mean...
And it...
Yeah. That's like... This was a ripoff. He's done way better. He could have gone...
Yeah.
He should have been walking in between helicopters.
Yeah, you kind of got to, anybody that was there for the 1,500 feet one was probably like, man, this is anticlimactic.
Yeah, come on, this low rent. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I'm wondering if he blindfolded himself in Arizona.
I don't know. Why would that not on TV? Probably
maybe
was.
Maybe sunglasses.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. But he also crossed the Niagara Falls. Back in 2012 as well. And Niagara Falls would actually be a challenge. We actually discussed it on our earlier attempt at this.
The heavy winds coming off of the ocean.
Yeah. No, it's not actually the ocean.
Oh, I don't
it's
know my
the
stuff.
St. Lawrence River.
Could have gone with it.
Yeah. But that would actually be pretty difficult. You'd have the mist coming up off of that. Off the falls, so it might make the rope kind of slick.
Yeah, true.
Things like that. I mean, there's a lot of danger to doing this kind of thing.
He's crazy.
Just looking at the fact he could die. I mean, just imagine if he would have slipped and fallen and hit the ground. And that's, I mean, that's not...
Everybody in attendance would have been scarred for life.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, 677 feet, whatever, that's... Believe me, that's not that high. I've done higher.
67 stories, that's it.
Yeah, that's all. That's all it is. I mean, he can still see people on the ground.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, that's nothing. Because if you'll recall, we actually tried to break a record that made 677 feet look like child's play.
Ah, the best of times.
Yeah. It was just a couple short years ago, too, actually.
I know.
Back in October. Yeah, in October of 2012. So, I mean, shortly after he did his 1,500 feet one, which, yeah, whatever, dude. We actually, you know, tried to do our thing, too. Attempted to set a record.
That we did.
You could say. And we would have. It would have been awesome.
It was. Brian, I feel for you, man. I mean, you had it within your grasp. You went for it all. You put it all on the line. And it just came up a little short.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
I had one of those jokes last time, but it was different.
The thing is, from a couple years ago, I am still kind of traumatized by it, kind of upset at the way it developed, or didn't develop, as it were. And just so people are maybe reminded, we're going to play this so that everybody can see and then talk a little bit more about it. When we come back to Tunes, right here on the Trending Topics Network.
Oh, boy.
Just a few minutes, you'll be at our plant. file yourself and tunes into the record books. Brian, how you holding up?
Frankly, I hate this. I don't like heights. You know that, Jack. I mean, why aren't you up here instead?
I told you. Jess could go into labor at any time. I need to be down here, not miles above Earth. Besides, you'll be fine in that pressurized suit we had made for you.
Yeah, I'm about that. Look, I like PK and all, but at the 100,000 foot mark, I realized that his spacesuit design came from the Mass Effect series. It's a video game, Jack.
Well, it's not like we have NASA's budget here.
The seams are duct taped together.
They'll probably hold. And the important thing is the chute. Hey, Ace Walker put a lot of time into that.
Who?
There's somebody here to talk to you.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hey, kiddo.
Before you jump, I just wanted you to know that I have a boyfriend, and he's 16.
16?
And Mom told me that you would take the two of us to the One Direction concert tonight.
One Direction? Absolutely not. No way. No.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, buddy.
Are you scared?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little scared. I'm pretty high up here.
If your parachute doesn't open, will you bounce?
You know what? I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I should be fine, though, right? I mean, you know what? Why don't you... put your mother on.
Hey, honey. Oh, don't worry about a thing. I'm sure everything's going to go fine, especially since I took that life insurance policy out on you a month ago. But no, don't worry about a thing. I have Raul from work here. He's going to make sure I stay strong.
Raul?
Raul, stop it. My husband's on the line. No, but really, honey. Everything's going to go fine. Just make sure you stop off and pick up some milk on the way home, okay? All right, love you, bye.
Does Raul love me?
Brian, it's time. Godspeed, and we'll see you on the ground, little buddy.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, yeah, I soiled myself, but I really did it. I mean, the record... Wait a minute. Where are the cameras? Where are the people, the reporters? Where's Guinness?
They couldn't be here.
I mean, they couldn't be... What are you talking about? What happened?
Well, let's just say I have good news, and I have bad news. The good news is, you broke the old record for highest skydive.
I know, I'm stoked. I mean, that's 127,928 feet when you dropped me. I mean, I went like 829 miles an hour, Jack.
That's awesome. But the bad news is, you didn't break the current record.
What? But I don't understand. I mean, that's way higher than Colonel Kittinger went.
That's the thing. 20 minutes ago, some bomb gardener guy jumped over 128,000 feet in front of the entire world.
Oh, man. That close?
That's where everybody is. Even your family went home to watch it on YouTube.
Well, at least you stuck around, I guess. And we've always got the video. Number two's not bad.
Not exactly. We lost the feed shortly after you listed off. All we have is the audio. And nobody will believe just the audio. Oh, hey, I kind of left my keys in that pocket right there. Could I get those from you?
Oh, sure. Here you go.
Thanks. I guess I'll be seeing you around.
Well, what are you doing this Saturday? I mean, we could always get together and maybe do tunes.
Sure, I guess. Oh, and Brian?
Yeah?
Don't forget to pick up the milk.
Light the roof on fire. I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball.
Welcome back to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Brian, and with me is my my co-host, or the host, as which I am the co-host, my...
Ground crew reporting.
The Starsky to my Hutch.
What?
Jack. And unfortunately, that does. That opens some old wounds.
Yeah, but man, that was a good time. I got a good laugh. Talking about when the wife could have gone into labor. Whew.
Yeah, I made her leave that job. Jonna, unfortunately, did make it to the One Direction concert. The boyfriend is now gone, so that's good. And Patrick was really disappointed that he didn't see me do what they call in the army a burnout, which means face plant from the heavens. So, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, I guess. Either way, shortly after I took off and right before I actually did my little skydive thing, Felix Baumgartner jumped from an estimated altitude of just 24 miles. I'm sure everybody remembers that because it was live, I believe. Or it was live on YouTube, am I right? I think he did it live on YouTube.
Yeah, it was streamed live on YouTube, hence where your family went to watch him.
Yeah. And he actually went 24 miles up. He actually reached a speed over 840 miles an hour, which is nuts. Complete free fall, nothing attached to him outside of his, obviously, his parachute. The question is, imagine what the impact was like when he opened his chute and felt that instant resistance coming from a speed of 840 miles an hour. That's faster than the speed of sound. He's actually the first human ever to break the sound barrier outside of a vehicle or with no vehicle attached to him. And he spent 4 minutes and 19 seconds actually in free fall.
That's incredible when you think about how much time that is for you to think about what you're doing. But I believe you do get to hear all the communication from base. And it was interesting. That sound of a gun.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go over just a couple of other incredible feats that happened over in the past couple of weeks here. And we'll try to get through them quickly. A man in the UK actually avoided court for over 2 years by pretending to be in a coma. I mean, this is an insane story. Just nuts. The guy was on charges for being a fraudster, basically. And so in order to, I think it was like £40,000 or something like that, Great British pounds, that he was involved in a scam with. And so to avoid court charges, he actually pretended to be in a coma. Claimed to be a, or not a coma, he claimed to be a quadriplegic, rather.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is that he got away.
Yeah, and it worked. I mean, how does that work?
How does nobody check in on the validity of this? They just accept pictures of him and his wife posing like he's, you know, a quadriplegic, and they just believe it. I guess they felt, are they afraid they would offend if they went and checked on it?
Which, the crazy part about it, too, is kind of to maybe CYA, cover his own ass, the judge actually called this guy, whose name was Alan Knight, a, quote, very accomplished and determined actor. Yeah. And dude's 47 years old. I would assume he's not been on stage outside of, you know, being fraudulent or whatever, committing fraud, which even that was forgery.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was necessarily a bullshit artist to where he told some elaborate story.
Oh, he's a hustler.
Yeah. But that is just nuts. And the way they caught him, he was using a loyalty card. Which I'm assuming is kind of like a welfare check kind of card that we have here in the States. But the police traced him using his card all around the place. And that's how they busted him, of all the things.
Yeah, I don't understand how he thinks, like, I mean, leaving and going, you know, to the store. But I guess that's the thing, you know, dumb criminals get caught. You know, it's like you're out there leaving trace evidence and you're getting videotaped. But I guess he thought that nobody, I guess he's, you know, they always think that they're above the law and that nobody's going to catch him. So I guess he just thought that he was too good and would never be busted.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. That's kind of nuts. I mean, the dude got away with it for a long time. And then he got busted. So what do you say? I mean, it just makes for a good story, at least. Yeah. Now, I'm actually going to move on. I'm gonna skip one of the stories because, quite frankly, it's not loading. And I'm going to move on to the world record that was recently set.
Oh. This is awesome.
Yeah. I totally want to do this now. So whenever I finally make it to Pebble Beach, I'm going to ask for this specific golf cart. A world record was recently set for land speed in a golf cart. The golf cart wasn't going 15 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, like governors.
No.
Stop us from going on a golf course and going crazy. And it wasn't even doing 50 miles an hour, like you get in a car.
Yeah.
No, we're talking 118 miles an hour.
Because, you know, why not do that in a golf cart?
Yeah, that is awesome. So whoever it was that actually came up with this golf cart, this, you know, designed this thing to go, I'd like to know how they did it. Because they run off of either a propane tank or a battery, like a 12-volt battery setup.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get that thing going at 118? Because that would require some thrust.
Yeah. I don't know, but I guess, like, you know, you compare it to, like you said, like one of them little smart cars, and, you know, you just got to get, you know, people are amazing. Yeah, the thrust. Maybe it was a one-shot deal, too, you know, like the way it was rigged up. Like, they couldn't, you know, there's no consistency to this. It was kind of a one-off deal because, you know, they won't be able to, they'll have to re-amp it up every time. So,
yeah.
But it's awesome, and watching the video of it, once you see, once it gets going, and like the first 5 feet, you're like, eh, and then it just takes off.
Yeah. It is. It's like the first couple of feet, there's like that slight resistance. And then, yeah, you're right. It's like just something happens, and that thing just is a rocket. But imagine if you'd wreck. I mean, there's not much in the line of safety in a golf cart.
No, once again, you're talking flipping, you're talking no windows, and even though glass is dangerous, it's still a form of a cushion of some sort to take, you know, take just a little bit of the impact away, but yeah.
I would like to call bullshit, though, on it, because there were no golf clubs attached to it.
I think it did have golf clubs attached to it.
Did it?
I'm going to check this out.
I didn't think it did.
Let me pull up the story again. I believe they had it rigged up that way, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it was an after-the-fact thought, and I was like, I didn't notice any. But then I wasn't looking for it whenever I watched the video the first time, so I could be wrong, too.
Sometimes pulling up these videos on the computer when you're doing a podcast can be detrimental to what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You have to slow down the recording and the internet all at one time.
Yeah. Well, and now that the page is loaded, I'm going to go back to the previous article. Imagine you are the mother, a 44-year-old mother of six children. And, you know, you want to set a record for running, but quite frankly, you're just not that much of a runner. What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I don't like to run. I don't know how you could pull it off. There'd be some other incentive, maybe an elixir.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. As Chris Kimbrough, 44-year-old said, 44-year-old mother of six, set a new world record in the beer mile.
The what?
That's right. The beer mile.
Get
yeah,
out of
you know, you chug beer while you're running. She ran a full mile around the track while drinking beer in 6 minutes, 28.6 seconds.
Damn.
Now, she beat the previous record by almost 14 seconds. So, you don't necessarily have to be a runner. And you don't necessarily have to be a big drinker.
Or a big person.
But if you can combine the two, then you're gold. Now, my question would be this. What happens if somebody finds out that there's this world record in the beer mile, and they just happen to be a world-class athlete? Now, would that ruin the integrity of the beer mile?
Nope, because that's the way the world works. Somebody's going to come in and just swoop that record up and take it for their own.
Which would just be a damn shame. It would be a damn shame indeed. And for our final story of the afternoon, a feat of greatness, before I actually read you some poetry, before we say goodbye, 92-year-old amputee actually set a half mile, or a half marathon, rather. I'm trying to look at too many articles at the same time. A 92-year-old dude. He was an amputee from the knee down. It's an above-the-knee amputee, so basically right above the knee. Runs a half marathon, which is 13 miles. 13.1 miles, something like that. Maybe 13.3. Either way, it's a long freaking way. He ran a half marathon at 92 years old in 3 hours, 19 minutes, and 30 seconds. If I were to run a half marathon, I would probably take at least a half day. I mean, it would take me a ridiculously long time because I hate distance running.
Yeah.
And this old man, who was an amputee, goes and does it in 3 hours, 19 minutes, 30 seconds at 92 years old. 9 decades.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
That makes me wonder, what am I doing? I can't go I can't run up the street.
Ugh. I know.
Kudos. I mean, you know, some people are just, their bodies are built different, Brian. They're built differently than ours.
And I think it comes down to the determination factor, too, that we talked about earlier. I mean, this guy, obviously, if you're 92, you don't get 92 by not taking care of yourself.
No, that's the truth.
And he just goes out there.
You keep doing them every year you can, he says.
Yeah, and I'm looking to see if they said why he lost his leg, and it doesn't say. And he remains kind of humble about it. One of the things that he said is he said other 92-year-old men may have run half marathons, but they were either not run on record-eligible courses or their performances were not submitted for consideration. That's Ken Young, who actually...
I imagine there's too many people that have done this.
Yeah, he maintains the lists. But I wanted to say that it was... him who was actually saying, I think somebody else ran one faster or something like that. Yeah. I mean, the dude is inspirational.
Oh, to say the least. I mean, you know, like I said, I love being his gene pool. There's something good going on there.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at it. And he said that he slows down 7 or 8 minutes per year. That day, he actually ran 5 minutes faster than he ran in the same race a year prior to that. So he picked up his pace 5 minutes. A lot of that could have to do with the conditions. It said it was cold and windy. If the wind's at your back, it actually does help you. If it's cold, or colder, it actually helps you too. There's something about cold weather that's it's easier to run in, and I don't know if it's because along with warm temperatures kind of makes it a little harder to breathe, because your body naturally heats up as it is, and so the colder temperatures actually help with that. I don't know what the physiology, the kinesiology is with that, but I, whenever I was in the Army, I actually found it a lot easier to run when it was colder than when it was warm. But it's just impressive, and he wasn't the only amputee to break a record that day either. He was just the old man who did it. I'm looking for the name of the lady. Haley Denisovich actually set the world record for women in a full marathon at 4 hours, 25 minutes, and 28 seconds. So that's the full 26.1 or 26.2 miles.
Once again, I mean, it's just like looking at her, seeing what she's done. Wow, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish, I hope if I was in that situation, I could be as that courageous. I don't say it in a corny way, I say it in a real way.
Yeah, it's crazy. And part of me says, man, I need to do more with my life, like what you said. And then the other part of me says, shut up, have another beer.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I.
And he's always louder. I don't understand. But Denisovich actually broke that record by 15 minutes. So the previous record was 4 hours and 40 minutes, 46 seconds. So by 15 minutes and, 18 seconds is what she broke that by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really impressive on both their parts. So bravo to them. Good job, people. And Toons is actually going to set a record, too, one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Assuming
one of these
will.
Days we can do it.
It'll be most episodes thought to be recorded that were never published.
Yes. Most minutes unrecorded that were believed to be recorded. That is actually something that I did want to bring up, too, before. I know that you're going to have to go here shortly. But have you checked out some of the Guinness World Records?
No, I've not.
No, just looking at them, they have made them so specific that it's like you can set any world record that you want as long as you set your own parameters for whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like I'm going to set the world record for fastest zipper of my jacket in Northeast Ohio on a February day when the temperature is greater than 82 degrees. And it's like, literally, you look through the Guinness Book of World Records and the site, you find stuff that is like that. I wish I could remember some of the examples, but I was looking through it. Like, there was one that was most cartwheels in 10 seconds while wearing boots.
Really?
It's like, that is a world record? Are you kidding me?
I'm thinking, well, now it's like, if I could do cartwheels, I could break that record, I think. I need to find out what's out there. I could break somebody's record and crush them like a grape.
Yeah. I don't get it. And there should be a limit put on it. I mean, hi, Guinness. Guinness Book of World Records, not Guinness beer, because, you know, whatever. cap your stuff. And you shouldn't just give anybody a world record just because they do something stupid.
There has to be like a golden Guinness Book of World Records for the real good ones.
It's ridiculous. Either way, we're going to cut it short here. What we're going to do, we're going to take a final break. I'm going to bring you actually a poetry reading that I did recently. Jack's going to say goodbye.
I'm going to miss you guys. Don't go and break any records while I'm gone.
Yeah, and then whenever I come back, I'm going to actually give you something that Lee, CJ Sabaka, actually had sent us as a feat, because I threw it out on Twitter, a feat that he found impressive, and I pulled some audio of the feat that he actually mentioned. So I'm going to play that, I'm going to go over all the plugs of the people you should be following and listening to and all that other fun stuff. When we turn, right here on Tunes, and I'll let you send it however you'd like to, Jack, because you're the one going away.
So long, farewell, until we meet again. You know, it'll be soon. We're going to miss you, Jack, but yes, great show, everybody, and like I said, hit us up on Twitter. We want you to be a part of it. Now, take us away.
Baby, I'm preying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive, just like animals. Animals. Like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell your scent for miles, just like animals. Animals, like animals, moles, baby, I'm... So what you trying to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. But we get along when I'm inside you. You're like a drug that's killing me. I cut you out entirely. But I get so high when I'm inside you. Yeah, you can start over, you can run free. You can find other fish in the sea. You can pretend it's meant to be, but you can't stay away from me. I can still hear you making that sound, taking me down, rolling on the ground. You can pretend that it was me, but no. Baby, I'm preying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive, just like animals. Animals. Like animals! More! Welcome back to Tunes, right here on the Trending Topics Network. My name's Brian. Jack has left us, obviously, as we covered before the break. Hope you enjoyed my poem, by the way. Either way, I wanted to touch base and tell you that there are a ton of awesome shows right here on the Trending Topics Network that you need to be listening to. If you're into professional wrestling, as you know you are, be sure to check out the Spanish Announce Table with Captain Awesome and T-Mac. It's on a weekly basis every Wednesday night or Thursday that actually drops. Be sure to check them out. You got Trending Mobile Technology from Piper the DJ, where he goes over all the cell phone tablets business. He's actually going to be joining us in a couple short weeks for our big Thanksgiving episode. Still planning that out, trying to work some things out with some people. Get them on here. Also, be sure to check out Damani and Old School at the Movies, where they talk about all things that are movies, whether they're coming out in theaters, whether they've been in theaters, or whether they're coming out on video, whatever it is. They actually had a really great episode this past week concerning the twisters, the kind of suspenseful movies that just make you ask, what the hell just happened? So be sure to go back and check that out. A really great episode, especially if you're into movies like Donnie Darko, into movies like anything M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong does. Be sure to check that out. And tell them we sent you, hashtag OSATM, that's Old School at the Movies. You can participate in that show as well. Also, our friends over at Kayfabe Sports, where you can find NFL Easy Picks and Anything Goes when they do that. The Riv over at listentothisshow.com. He does Asked every Wednesday night, where you ask him questions, he answers them, no holds barred, no topic is taboo. Or at least, they don't treat any topic like it's taboo, necessarily. But they cover just about anything that's involved with current events, pop culture, politics, whatever it is that comes up, that's what they talk about. So be sure to check those guys out. Earlier today on Twitter, I actually put out a question. I didn't promote it a whole lot, but I just was curious to find out what feats of, you know, from people's perception, what feats really stand out in people's minds. I got actually just one response because I really just kind of threw it out there and didn't promote it, like I said. Kind of a not that busy on a Saturday kind of time on Twitter. And Lee from PensInitiative.com, Lee Sabaka, actually responded with Mario Lemieux's 5 goals, 5 different ways game. He's the only person in NHL history to actually have pulled this feat off. Likely, he will be the only person to ever pull this off because it's so incredibly hard to score even 4 ways, let alone 5 different ways in the same game. Just an amazing athlete he was. Really, to be quite frank, lucky. And then he got the opportunity to score 5 goals, 5 different ways. I actually pulled the audio from a special that covered this, so be sure to listen. And then when we come back, we're really closing out the show. So here's Mario Lemieux, 5 goals, 5 different ways, right here on Tunes.
Penguin superstar Mario Lemieux has given us as many unforgettable memories as almost any player in the game. But one of his most incredible accomplishments has been largely forgotten. It was New Year's Eve 1988, Pittsburgh hosting New Jersey, when Mario made history.
Trying to cut the angle off Lemieux and Broughton. Lemieux in. Score! His 7th shorthanded goal of the year. They've got the full 2 minutes. Score!
Goals at even strength, shorthanded, and on the power play gave Mario a unique hat trick. And when the Penguins were awarded a penalty shot, Mario had the chance to cash in again.
That's it! 4 goals for Mario Lemieux, a penalty shot!
4 goals, 4 different ways. Every way possible except one.
Front Lemieux shoots, he scores! Story for Mario Lemieux. Is he fantastic?
So Mario Lemieux, 5 goals, 5 different ways. That's even strength, power play, shorthand, penalty shot, and the empty netter. It was actually a historic night. They said largely forgotten. I think it was largely forgotten right up until he was forced into retirement and you had to think back on all the things that he actually accomplished during his playing career. Obviously now the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Just an amazing fella. Either way, you can find Tunes. We want you to be a part of the show, as I said earlier. So find Tunes on Twitter, at Tunes Show. Find us on Skype, also at Tunes Show. You just type in Tunes Show, and there we are. If you're confused, simply go to tuneshow.blogspot.com, where you can find our little corner of the interwebs. Basically, we've got a site up there, a blog, that we post kind of silly things every now and again, post all the shows. We also have Eat My Goal and the Eat My Goal podcast. They are part of that as well. You can find them at Eat My Goal on Twitter. That's Eat My Goal, where goal has 3 O's. So be sure to check out their podcast, especially if you're into the English Premier League soccer, as well as all the aforementioned shows that I mentioned earlier. So it's been a blast. Thank you very much for listening. This is Tunes. This is the Trending Topics Network, also found at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. See you next week. Just like